The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is End Time Headlines. I'm going to give everybody just a moment here on Facebook to hop on board. We're going to go ahead and share this to some locations so that we can get everybody on here this afternoon. It is approximately about 4 p.m. Eastern. I know a lot of you guys are traveling back to your families, back to your homes, whatnot, either on the road or maybe you're in the air. So I anticipate there probably won't be a whole lot of people on here today, but we want to give you the opportunity to hop on here when you get a chance. So let's get right to this thing, guys. We want to welcome all of our podcast audience. We want to welcome our YouTubers, and we want to welcome our Facebook audience. If this is your first time joining us, this is End Time Headlines, and I want to welcome you. I'm Ricky Scaparro, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And today, we're going to be discussing a particular subject that I believe it's a point of interest because this has been trending as of lately here on End Time Headlines since we broke this story. I'm going to be talking about the Yellowstone geyser keeps breaking records, several earthquake swarms that have been taking place off the West Coast. So again, if you're just joining me, we welcome you to the broadcast. If this is your first time joining us, please let us know below in the comment section there on Facebook Live. Again, all of you guys on podcast, we welcome you if you're new to the broadcast or on YouTube as well. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. I hope you had a blessed time with your family, and we pray for safe travels as you head back to your homes. So let's get right into this thing, guys. I want to open up with a verse of Scripture or some passages of Scripture. This is Romans 8. This is going to be Romans 8. We're going to start at verse 21, Romans 8, 21. I'm going to read this because it kind of ties in with what we're talking about today. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. We know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. So what the Apostle Paul is speaking of here, he talks about the entire creation, the entire earth, the inhabitants of the earth, the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beast of the field, humanity, the entire earth itself groans and is yearning to be delivered from the bondage of corruption. So what is that talking about? It's talking about the fall of sin, the fall of Adam. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, when the fall of Adam took place, the entire earth spun into chaos. Things began to transpire that was never the intent of God. It was never the purpose of God. Certain animals were cursed. Vegetation was cursed. We were cursed to make a living by the sweat of our brow. Women were cursed with pain and labor and giving them labor. So there's all these things that took place. So the entire earth and in its creation is laboring for what? The glorious redemption. And it says the whole creation, Romans 8, 22. We know the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, that's those that are born again, believers, saved, blood bought, we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. So again, this is exciting, guys. In other words, every living creature, and how much more of us who are born again, have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, are eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption, the earth itself to be redeemed from the from the fall of the first man, Adam, in which the second man, Adam, came and redeemed us by his blood. But I'm telling you, there's a new heaven and new earth coming. So having said that, that is our backdrop on this. Now I want to get to this steamboat. This is a article from USA Today. This came out on End Time Headlines. We post this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. The steamboat geyser in the Yellowstone National Park blew past its yearly eruption record in 2019. The world's tallest active geyser erupted 47 times. Now, according to the USGS, that's the U.S. Geological Survey, this indicated an erratic geyser that has, quote, entered into an unusually active period. Over the years, the steamboat geyser has gone decades without erupting, including a quiet period between 1911 and 1961. However, the USGS scientists said that recent eruptions mimic activity spikes that took place in the 1980s. Now, what's interesting about that is that many of you guys that are older, now I remember this. I was only 3 years of age, but I do remember seeing this on television. I don't know if they was replaying this when I was about 4 to 5 years old, but I do remember watching this on television as a little boy and seeing this. But many people remember on May 18th, 1980, there was a major volcanic eruption that occurred at Mount St. Helens in the state of Washington. This eruption was the most significant volcanic eruption to occur in the United States since the much smaller 1915 eruption of Layson Peak in California. So if anybody, my older folks will remember this eruption again on May 18th, 1980, when Mount St. Helens erupted. And by the way, this coincided with a major spike of activity that was happening in Wyoming with the steamboat geyser. Now, scientists, the USGS scientists, are trying to assure the public that there is no signal of future volcanic activity at Yellowstone, howbeit the Yellowstone supervolcano. I'm going to read on. The steamboat, which can send water up to 300 feet in the air, set its previous record just last year with 32 eruptions observed in 2018. So don't miss this. Listen to this. So this geyser broke a record in last year with 32 eruptions, and this year it just had 47 eruptions and broke a record. But listen to this. According to the National Park Service, the geyser also broke its record for the shortest time between eruptions in the month of June in 2018. So you have these, so it's record after record after record. The Billings Gazette reported with just 3 days between the blast, volcanologists, now here we go again with the reassurance of the volcanologist, including one particular volcanologist has urged people not to worry about a connection between the increased eruptions, and I'm just going to throw this in there, the record-breaking eruptions and record-breaking activity, and the infamous Yellowstone supervolcano. So again, this is a new report. We just reported this morning on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that the steamboat geyser continues to shatter records. Again, this year with 47 eruptions, breaking a record this year. Last year, there were 32 eruptions, which broke the previous record then. And then there was a record that was shattered for the shortest time frame between eruptions. In other words, there was increased activity in a shorter span of time. All right. So, and then, while many of us was not paying attention to this because most people weren't, because they were celebrating Christmas with their families, opening Christmas gifts, traveling, dealing with long lines and dealing with shopping and getting last minute this and baking this and cooking this and preparing that. While we were doing all this, there was some unusual activity or some interesting activity, I would rather say, here on the West Coast. Last summer, you'll remember a series of alarming foreshocks or aftershocks took place that immediately preceded two historic earthquakes that shook the Ridgecrest area in Southern California. Now, these earthquakes are nothing in comparison to what seismologists, scientists, experts, on all them has been warning for years and years and years that is far overdue. In fact, they all have the same thing to say, and they say that one day, it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when, there will be an earthquake that will be hundreds of times stronger than what we just experienced this past summer, that will absolutely decimate the California coastline, and even farther north, the Cascadia subduction zone is a, quote, ticking time bomb that could literally unleash an unprecedented disaster at any moments. We're talking about completely wiping out entire cities and the region that that many say that could never recover from such an incident. Now, there's been absolutely massive seismic, in the event that there would be an absolute seismic event along the Cascadia subduction zones, this would produce a gigantic tsunami that would sweep inland. We're talking about, guys, we're talking about a tsunami that would be unprecedented, that would cause catastrophic damage, like even larger than the Boxing Day. What was that, 2004, I want to say 2005, the one that hit in Sumatra in Indonesia, the one that took place there on Christmas Day. I believe it was on Christmas Day, that massive earthquake and that tsunami that followed. Again, just yesterday, as Americans all over the country were celebrating Christmas, the state of California was shaken by 9 significant earthquakes. And farther north, the city of Vancouver, even to our Canadian brothers and sisters that may be joining this broadcast, the city of Vancouver was rattled by a magnitude 6-point earthquake, followed by a series of other quakes. At least, I believe 5 or 6 earthquakes that took place, and at least 9 earthquakes in less than 24 hours, reaching up to 3.2 magnitude, shook California from the Los Angeles area and even farther north. Again, we've reported all this. You can find these articles and fuller detail of this on endtimeheadlines.org and endtimeheadlines.com. Let me give you, I'm going to read this quote. The large earthquake that shook Vancouver was preceded by 5 other quakes that struck the region on Monday. There were no reports of damage or injuries after 5 earthquakes struck the region 7 hours over a period of 7 hours off the northwest end of Vancouver Island on Monday. The tremors began as minor quakes, but they grew in intensity as the morning turned to the afternoon. According to the CBC, those 5 earthquakes ranged in size from magnitude 4.8, all the way up to, I believe the largest was a 6.3. Again, I want to reiterate this. Scientists are warning us that an enormous catastrophic rupture of the Cascadia subduction zone has the potential to produce a giant tsunami that would reach hundreds of feet tall, and the death toll and destruction would be unprecedented in Vancouver, Seattle, Tacoma, Portland, and other coastal communities in the Northwest that would absolutely be off the charts. And again, even in Mount Rainier, There was over 30 significant earthquakes in the past 30 days. So you've got three earthquake swarms, guys. California, again, over in Mount Rainier. Then you got over the, off of Vancouver. All this is happening. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the earth is groaning. The earth is groaning in birth pangs. And even in Luke 21, Matthew 24, what does Jesus talk about? One of the signs of the coming. He says there will be earthquakes in what? Come on, you guys should know this by now. In diverse places. Earthquakes. And again, the Gospel of Luke talks about birth pangs. And then in Paul talks about, in the book of Romans, he talks about birth pangs. It's interesting. Even to the church of Thessalonica, he mentions birth pangs. So this term, travailing and birth pangs, is reiterated and mentioned several times and multiple times. Why? Because it's a prophetic picture. It's a prophetic warning that the writers, all in sequence with one another, inspired by the Holy Spirit, are all in sequence together. They're in unison together, warning generations past and generations future that one of the signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will be earthquakes in diverse places. Now, and connected with earthquakes are volcanoes, and connected with volcanoes are earthquakes. I don't have time to get into this, guys, but I could show you in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, where in the middle of Gog and Magog, in the middle of the war of Gog and Magog, there is a volcanic eruption that causes an earthquake so powerful that it shakes the entire earth, feels the effects of this. I can show you in Revelation 11, there's an earthquake so powerful that it kills thousands of people in Jerusalem. When Jesus was crucified, there was a great earthquake that rent the temple veil in two, and the tombs and the graves of many of the dead were open, and they were seen walking about the streets. So again, these earthquakes and volcanoes are connected with each other. Joel chapter 2 says, in the last days, he talks about this. There'll be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. He said there'll be pillars of smoke. He talks about pillars of smoke, volcanic eruptions, earthquakes. All this is coinciding together. So I wanted to come by here today on this Thursday afternoon. We're going to close out the week, guys, because I know a lot of you are traveling. I was going to come on here tomorrow, but I went ahead and come on today because I thought this was pretty intriguing, and I thought it was newsworthy to get this out of here, get this out, and talk about this segment today on podcasts, on YouTube, and on Facebook. But we are going to take off tomorrow, and we'll be back on Monday with our regular programming. We'll continue to do our messages, our updates, and like this, and we'll continue to do that. So again, I want to encourage you today, if you are not following End Time Headlines, we want you to do that. And now you say, how can I do that? If you're watching by Facebook or watching by YouTube, if you're watching here on Facebook Live, there's going to be a link right there under the description. If you'll click on that link, it's going to take you to our main website landing page. If you will click on that, it's going to take you to a place where you can subscribe to a daily digest. You can subscribe to push notifications. And you guys on podcasts and YouTube, if you will hang on to the end of this broadcast, there's going to be more information on how you can do that as well. If anyone who's listening or watching this, if you'd like to know more about how to support this ministry, how to partner with the Ministry of End Time Headlines, maybe this ministry blesses you on a weekly basis with informing you, encouraging you, equipping you, and you want to lock arms with this ministry, want to be a part of this ministry, then we want to encourage you to do that and do as the Holy Spirit puts on your heart. Again, there is absolutely no charge to our messages. All of our messages are free. Absolutely free on YouTube. They're free on podcasts. They're free on Facebook. They're on our main website. We are in the midst of creating our official ETH app. We're almost done with that. When that's launched, it will be free. There's no charge to that. And all we ask you to do is be obedient to what the Holy Spirit speaks to you to do, to partner with this ministry, to help us to remain strong and continue to remain strong in 2020 and continue to do what we're doing. So we love you guys. God bless you. I pray the Lord's blessings upon you. May His countenance shine upon you. Father, I pray that the angel of the Lord would be with all of my friends today, all of our partners today, all of those that are watching and viewing and listening today. May they be with them as they travel back to their homes, back to their destinations and get settled back to what they're doing and be with their families and be safe. We pray that you keep them from harm, danger, and or any disabling accidents. I plead the precious blood of Jesus all over all those that may be traveling by air, by the highways, by byways, roadways, railways, airways, or however way they're traveling to get back to their destinations. And we just thank you, Father, for them. I thank you for their partnership. I thank you for their prayers, and I thank you for their friendship. So we bless them today in the name of the Lord. So we love you guys. God bless you. We will see you next week.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.